Mel Poole.
Here.
Greg Johnson. Marie Williams.
Here.
George Vitale.
Here.
Chris Wilson.
Here.
All right, well, welcome everyone. Dead ceremony make it back. It's been a few months, seems like. So I make a motion, or do I have a motion to approve the January minutes?
There's a approval of a mistake under Pine Oaks. You've got Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's to the car driver.
Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, approve.
Second.
All right, we have approval for the minutes. Any public comment? Any person who's wishing to appear? So we have some unfinished business. OGMC management contract renewal. I think Kathy had sent us some information relevant to that.
So I wanted to just let you know that the city manager made a decision to renew, to take to city council. City council will have to make the decision to renew Billy Casper Golf's contract. And the thought behind that was that we were, it feels like Billy Casper Golf has turned this around since we did the regrassing of the greens, in that while there's still some improvement, we don't think that any other management company is going to come in and really manage it any differently. The concepts are the same. We went through a pretty thorough vetting process when we got Billy Casper Golf, and the reason we allowed for renewals in that contract was because we did understand that the transition takes time and it's extremely disruptive to transition, not only just to business where the city's concerned, but to the customers. And our customers have shown a reluctance to adapt to new faces and new people. So we feel like Billy Casper Golf has become part of the fabric of the golf course, well accepted by the members. And there's some things we want to keep working on. Some of the things that are, Greg's coming. Some of the things that, we've talked about at these meetings where we've had some concerns. They're really more, we feel like any management company would have those same struggles. That they're more a council directive as opposed to Billy Casper directive. So, food and beverage, perfect example. That's city council's directive, that they want to offer low-cost banquet options and food and beverage options, and as long as that's the decision they want to make and want to keep supporting, then any other management company would have the same issues. I guess the point is, John felt like if there was something to be resolved by another management company, that would be one thing. But we're perfectly satisfied with what we're getting from Billy Casper Golf. And so.
Well, I think they've done a fantastic job from my short stint of when they came aboard. I know Candace, in my opinion, was doing a good job, but I think Billy, I played, I think last month. I had a good time. That's what counts, right?
The course was nice, good
course
shape.
Was nice.
Course was in good shape.
I lost about 12 balls, but I still had a good time.
You can do that there.
You can back for it off.
Sure.
I also agree with what you said in the letter, too, about transition. You got to be really careful about that, right? Be careful what you wish for, because transition can do worse than good a lot of times.
I was excited to get the email from you.
Well, I'm glad, and I think that... I'll say this, if our contract wasn't so well written, John might have, he might be a little more concerned about it, but the contract is well written in terms of if they don't stay the course. At this point in our contract, we have the ability for no reason at all to get out of this contract. So if it was one of those things that we were locking ourselves back in for another 5 years, and you know that as soon as we lock in, next year's horrible, he might feel differently about it. But he feels like, I mean, since we regressed the greens, they really turned this around. And then not only that, even the banquet hall, we are getting so much positive feedback, and it's a it is something we have to subsidize. We hope to close that gap a little bit, but we subsidize low banquet options at the American Legion, at all of our rec centers. I mean, we rent out almost, we have three rentals almost every single weekend at those facilities, not even counting what he's doing. And that, of course, that's all subsidized through taxpayer funds. So when we did the market study on the banquet hall, that was one of city councils. They were very adamant that they did not want us to price that to a point that it would make it unreasonable for people to continue to have their events there. And, you know, they feel like it's a way to get the public there to understand that Ocala Golf Club is more than just a golf course to this community, that there's so much more to offer. And so we'll see. It goes to city council, they will make a presentation, and then city council obviously has to vote on it and make a final decision.
Is that tomorrow, I think you said?
Yeah, that's tomorrow night.
And Billy Castro's making it.
Yeah, I'll start the presentation, and then I'll have them come up and do their part of the presentation.
Okay.
But, so I don't really know. I don't know that this is something that the golf board has to approve or not approve. If you care to do that, that's certainly up to you. But I mean, if you want to make a recommendation either way, and if you don't want to make a recommendation either way, that's fine too.
You guys want to make a recommendation to council on the approval of the?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that would be appropriate. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Well, I'm in favor of Billy Casper being retained. So
I'll second it.
All right.
I'm in favor.
So you want to call a vote?
Yep. Calling the vote on it.
Oh, I need to vote. I'm not in favor, but I'm keeping a low profile these days. You know, I think again, it's the same issues I mentioned before, but it's not my business. So I won't go against the majority, certainly.
So we have a majority vote?
You definitely do. Yeah.
So majority is good enough for council.
Yep.
Okay.
So that motion is approved to take the management contract to council tomorrow for their approval. All right, on to new business. Anything we need to discuss new business wise?
So, I mean, that's not going to be covered under
all the separate reports. Okay, Ocala Golf Report.
We're not busy at all. Kind of been sleeping and not doing so. It's rather been very exciting. I'll give you some numbers through March, and then I'll just talk briefly about what's coming up, because there's a few things of slight importance. Through these numbers are actually through March 31st. We don't have the expenses completed yet because they're not all in, but we do have the financials. We did exceed budget by just over $9,000, which meant we made $150,000. In March, we experienced several redo records. February should be mentioned because it was the first time we ever crossed the 5,000 round mark. So February, in 28 days, we did over 5,000 rounds. We've also experienced several record-setting green fee card fees crossing over the 4,000 plus. So that those are positive. We also we did 5,373 rounds in March, which is the best that our records, of all the records we have, reflects. We are ahead of budget in the revenues by 31,000. I think what is more impressive is, because 2016 was a good year, We're ahead of that by 124,500. Remember, 2016 was the first time we opened up in October to the greens. And why we missed 10 days or 11 days in October, because we were still in temporary greens. We were surpassing those numbers.
And we had we extended some membership.
Yes.
Some memberships, so we didn't collect as much on memberships.
Correct. That was about $10,000 gift. We do have, one thing I didn't bring was, we lost several members over the past due to death, moving, and things of that nature, but since October, we have added 15 new members. Three of them are families, which is, you know, a nice chunk of change. That's a 3,400. And the rest are singles, individuals. So what we've seen over the last 3 months, we went from missing that budget line. We are now, we've closed the gap there where it's only, we're down to maybe missing about two, maybe three full members to actually meet our revenue numbers. Now the seasonals leave this month, so we'll have a little drop in May, but it's nice to be increasing membership during that time. That's sort of the sign of a healthy, our members are just, I'm sorry to say this, but they're getting up there in age. Some of them can't play, some of them didn't move out. I gave more extensions to people for health reasons this past year than I have had to do in the past. So, you know, if you have an injury that keeps you out for 2 months, we do allow you to take a little bit of a reprieve in the upcoming, either extend you 2 months or reduce. But we had a lot of those, but everybody has renewed. So that's a good thing, with the exception. Unfortunately, George Reinhardt didn't renew, and his health can't even swing. So
the price is pretty much the same, or have they gone down?
The price went up.
Did it?
2 years ago, it went up.
Over
this
two?
Is the to two. It went up 10%. Yeah. First, it was the first increase we ever had. It's now 2,200.
Okay.
But the members last year were grandfathered in. So this year was the first year they experienced the $2,200. So, but they got that free month anyway. The other item that the last 2 months were nice. The industry in itself, golf industry, meaning Dick's as well as Green Grass, is in pro shop sales. We budget pretty heavy in pro shop sales. We've had that number over 10,000 each month. With Nike getting out of the business, with Nike being one of our primary stock at one time, it has now since converted. But we've actually exceeded in that budget last 2 months, where we were missing that by $5,000 in a month. And that's just in sales, primarily in golf club sales. But I think if you go to Dick's, and the research is, even in the company, you know, like the Dick's and all that, pro shop sales are down this year. It's an industry trend as well. But I think some of ours is attributed to the fact that we were so Nike heavy. Mm-hmm. And now we're, you know, Nike pulled out of the business. They're not in the they're just in the soft goods. They'll sell shirts, but they won't do the putters and clubs.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Is that because Tigers?
Not necessarily. It's a tough industry. They don't make money.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few people that make money. You know, Titleist golf balls, Pro V1s. Mm-hmm. This month we'll probably do $8,000 of our $12,000 or whatever will be in Pro V1 sales alone, I think.
Yeah.
Or golf ball sales. Of that, about 4,000, 5,000, because of the camp.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to come in, and they're going to use their gift certificates on Pro V1s.
Mm-hmm.
So you go
those
in the back.
Those balls are so expensive.
Yeah, and you don't make a lot of money on golf balls.
Mm-hmm.
There are golf balls you do, Mojos.
Yeah.
You know, the Wilson Duo, you get in there, we can make some money on it, but you can't keystone Pro V1s, because they'll be well over $60, $70 a box.
Interesting.
Anyway, so even with those are two areas of missings. we're closing the gaps. This month, we probably will do very well in pro shop sales again with the camp. The camp alone is going to give us a check for $15,000 for gift certificates. So, and they're already sold out. That's 192 players.
When's the camp next week?
Next week.
Yeah, okay. I knew it was coming up.
Thursday is the AM, 9 a.m. And the events are Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The exciting part about that also to mention is that we have the food, which we did get last year. We will get the steak dinner, which is $25 a head, so that's $7,500. It is a money maker because it's strictly steak and potatoes and salad and a vegetable. They loved it last year. It'll all be done on our grill. Right. The other two events that I'm excited to talk about is going to be the Jazz on the Green and also the Symphony Under Stars. In prior years, we would talk about the symphony as, okay, we're closing the golf course, we're putting our liquor license in hock, we're not making any money because we're closing early. For both of these events, we're both now a vendor. We're going to go in and put a booth out there and sell food, and we have the liquor sales this year. So, plus the symphony is doing, they like the idea of doing a VIP. So we're going to be doing a little in our banquet hall. People will pay a little extra to come in there, and they'll have their private bathrooms, some parking. They'll pay a little attention. We'll have some carvings. We will be in little tuxedos, so we'll make it look a little.
Anyone at the symphony can buy alcohol from the golf course?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. But people can still bring their own also?
Yeah, we're not going to be able to stop. Yeah. It's not illegal for that kind of thing.
Because I know we usually bring coolers when we go.
Can he bring his cooler beer?
there are no guns. There's no hound dogs or anything. The same thing was happening with the liquor license. You know, it's just the license.
Yeah. You can't sell it.
You just can't sell it. You know.
You can bring
I'm glad that it's very convenient. I might wish to do that, even though it costs me a little more, because it's kind of a pain while toting that cooler from Publix, you know, across and through and across the fairways and all. But.
Well, we did this last year, and we found most people want to buy a bottle of wine. They don't want a glass of wine.
Yeah.
So we had the little copas.
So, Calla, we don't buy glasses of wine. We need a bottle.
So the bottle of wine would go and everything like that. So the difference is we're just using our license. It's under our license, I suppose. We're licensed to sell on the golf course. So.
What kind of food do you buy?
Well, that's kind of, I'm kind of excited. I was going to tell you. So I'm glad you asked. So, Kathy, so we talked a little bit about, this is kind of what goes into the sports thing, so I want to, this is sort of the sales pitch. So if we go to ever converting that into a sports bar thing, to have a menu, what I'm thinking of is, we have an opportunity here, if we want to take this on the road, or if anyone says, hey, we want Ocala to cater something, what can we do? You know, you have a lot of barbecue places, have a lot of things. So my concept for the sports bar was to have the old English pub type carvings where you put these nice hot pans, roast beef or turkey sandwiches. So I think that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to start putting out some recipes out there. So these are going to be roast beef, roast beef, turkey and ham type carvings into little Albert and a Kaiser roll or some kind of roll. And we'll have our special dipping sauces and stuff like that. So if we ever want to take it out on the road, that's what we do. Or that's when you walk. Up north, this was very popular. I don't see it down here. Up north, you go up north, the old English pubs, you go in there, and you sit at the bar and then for lunch, and they just the bartender carves you a nice big fat roast beef sandwich, and you throw your horseradish sauce or whatever. And my mouth's watering. You know, and you have that with your beer, and you can get your things up. So I'm kind of leaving out a. Don't anyone steal that idea yet? Okay.
Here we follow what do you call it? The Division of Restaurants or whatever. We follow their guidelines. No, I'm kidding.
But so these are just like little carvings. So what we're thinking of putting out there on the menu is to start experimenting for both the jazz and the green. Plus, we also had the carvings in the VIP anyway. What we're going to be doing inside for the VIP for the $10 extra that we get is we're going to do little carvings, little finger food stuff. So.
And also both outings, jazz on the green and the orchestra?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to try to. It'll be easy to serve, something we can do right there. Mm-hmm. We can just bring them out in little chafing dishes and, you know, refill as we go. That's our thoughts. But we went, the jazz on the green is, and they haven't committed yet, I've been trying to, I've said several people, they're buying the golf course because they're doing a golf outing as well. Mm-hmm. So part of what they're doing is they're either going to buy the half day or full day, they haven't determined. And they have the celebrities, the musicians, maybe, I won't say the name, but maybe a Tampa Bay Buccaneer might show up. But they'll have a little golf outing. They want to do a golf outing first. So that would be in the morning. And then, of course, their gig starts in the evening.
Cool. Now, who is this?
Jazz on the Green.
Okay, jazz.
Okay. That's the weekend before.
Is that the fifth? That's a Saturday. Yeah. I
think it's a fifth. Weekend before what?
Symphony.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot coming up then. You have the camp, you have that, you have the symphony, it's all over the next few weeks.
We have a very important tournament right after the camp on May 1st. It's the world's largest golf outing. So I'm glad you wore that hat to remind me to talk about it. But we don't do the Wounded Warriors any longer. We do the Fisher House, which is the same concept. They help the veterans, but also Arnold's Army. And the Golf Channel has put this out. If you're watching the Golf Channel, you'll see they kicked it off with the world's largest golf outing. So it started as a Billy Casper quote-unquote thing, but has grown. It's beyond Billy Casper. It's becoming its own entity out there. Remember the Ellsonville Scramble, how big of an amateur event that became. This is sort of following suit, but it's all for charity. Last year we wrote a check for over $400,000. And you don't register at the golf courses, you register online and stuff like that. So it's not, we get paid courts sorted after the fact. That's my story, I'm sticking to it.
Right. Anything else? Or is that it? That was a pretty detailed report.
Can I ask a question? Is it fair to say less the deficit of food and beverage in the golf course on golf is essentially break even or making more money?
Yeah, we're breaking even. If by the time we're done with this month, March is done, we'll probably be about $2,000 to $3,000 ahead of budget.
Okay, but I know budget is that.
That's in the black.
Okay, and after the summer, where do you think you'll be?
Our budget has it finishing about $3,000 positive.
Good. Well, like I said, if it's positive, I'd vote for it. And with the proviso, we should ship out the food and beverage if we can. Because that's where we're hoping.
Yeah, and I'll just tell you, that's a good point and something.
But that's good to do.
We're going to present to council. So Billy Casper's first year here, they showed a profit of $11,855, and then we went in, and then the next year they lost $62,000. We made some changes We required some changes in maintenance, a higher standard of maintenance that, and council was aware, you want to make those changes, that's fine, but it's going to cost us. And so then the next 2 years, they got blown out of the water because of the greens renovation. And then this year, right now I'm showing, well, I'm not showing your actuals here. This is the approved budget. That's on operating. Then we have expenses, and so I like council to see also what our direct expenses are that are outside of the operation. So we have the debt service of $173,000 a year, and then we're responsible for tree removals, and there's just other things that get added in there. But so we just want to council in looking at the overall. If the city had continued to operate it, so the last year we operated it, we lost 165,000 in operating, and then our total loss was 333 with debt service. So, and I know nothing stays the same, but had we continued to operate it at that exact same loss, we'd be sitting $70,000 better, right? I mean, we'd be sitting $70,000 worse right now than if we hadn't have gone with the contract. So, and that is with regrassing the greens and the hit that we took financially because of that. So we are really looking forward to this next 5 years, seeing a turnaround. The golf course is in great shape, and so there's really no excuse. The trend in play in Florida in general is up, so we have that working in our favor. Ocala Golf Club's numbers, percentages are up even higher than the Florida trends. So, and some of that we recognize there have been some things happen in the golf market here locally with a course that closes or a course getting renovated that pushes business. Same way they did well when we were having problems. So we get that some of that happens too. So, and we'll continue to monitor the food and beverage operation and to keep council updated on what that really looks like. You know, we do recognize that we could, we can make more money not having food and beverage. I mean, it's a hit we take, and if that's a service they want to continue to provide, they got to know that. Just like the acid injection system, you know, we don't have, that's not something we have to have. We ran a golf course for how long without it? But council wants it. Council wants to know that we're not going to sit here 5 years from now and have the same conversation about our turf, and it's an investment they want to make. Well, it's not a number that they don't factor that cost in, and so council has to know that their numbers are going to vary by this much. So we try to make sure that they understand these are things that we're going to see back in their numbers.
We do have a golf academy. I mean, there's so many new things I don't know, but we have a golf academy started. It's doing very well in some aspects. It'll grow in the women's. You were at the ladies' thing. That's starting to kick off. We've got a couple members there. But John Rieger's homeschool program has done a very good job in bringing homeschool kids in. And now we have the PGA Junior League, which is a national program. But it's something that he sponsors. So Ocala's having a team, and they go to different golf courses and provide. So it's there's about that. Plus, the other things that we talked about are still up and coming, and they're big financial impactors to the positive once you get them out there. But the thing is, with all this other stuff, it's taking steps. And this one step I want to make sure I take, because I think I only get one chance to hit the floor with the social membership. So I got a lot of people working on it. So, and we're real close to kind of getting the idea of what to do there. But that's going to allow the community to view Ocala Golf Club more as their membership club, and they don't have to play golf. I mean, they can use it for something else. You know? So all those little things like the beer club, wine club, dance club, things like that will get factored in. So you'll start seeing a lot more programs, which you couldn't do without that food and beverage facility. So, I mean, that's the way I look at it down the line, but we're taking it piece by piece. Right now, biggest fight is everyone who sits in front of me and wants to, their first question is, can I bring my own food in? Because that's what we were for so long. And so now we don't allow them to bring their own food in unless it's ad hoc. We call it ad hoc. So if grandma makes the best chicken and rice, that will allow on there and stuff like that. But they can't bring another caterer in. Like it wasn't passed.
Okay. Any other questions?
Did we ever do the night range? Weren't we working on something?
Yeah, we had the night range going for just a little while. Now it's kind of phased out because the daylight's getting there.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it'd be pretty late.
Yeah.
Right. 10 o'clock.
We're hiring. That's what became the little stick. We have to hire more people.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get someone just to work a few hours like that. So it's a whole different thing. That's all about people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Good. Well, Clark's not here. Go to post two. You guys want to post two?
I can. I think what, you know, I'm on the board, by the way. And then they found a way to shut me out, but they put me as a secretary, so I have to write. But the first team, big thing to talk about that is Saturday. We had our bridles, birdies, and barbecue out at the horse park, which is out 475, first time I was ever there. Preliminary numbers look like we raised $25,000, which is not a bad
wow.
Take. They gave out three auctions. One was four tickets to Disney. One was a week at the Southamptons, home of the Southamptons. And then the other one was a special trip. You get to go see how a fire truck's built and get a big experience. It's called the E1 experience. Those three things alone raised $42.50. The tickets were about $50. They weren't about, they were $50 each. We had close to about 125, 130 people showed. And then during that time, they collect sponsorship money so people can sponsor a child for a whole season or just a spring or fall. So there's different rates. So we collected money, and that's part of that money I just mentioned. And then the event in itself is, they had some professional riders, which is the bridles. They would do a jumping, and they would be timed. That would go along with a team that was doing a sort of what First Tee's all about, is the snag golf, where they were chipping in, so they would have a timing. So there was six teams, all sponsored, which the sponsor put money to there, so that's there. And then the winning team gets a pat on the back, but you could, as a person, buy a raffle ticket, sort of ran like a 50-50, and you put your ticket into the team that won, and then what we did was we drew, and then whoever got that number split half the pot, and of course, they did the right thing, they donated it back. So that's where all the things that added up to that.
I will tell you, we're in the process of renewing that contract. Did Catherine get that over to you?
I have to pick it up at your desk, so I'm not going to get to you. It's at the rec.
I'm
sorry.
That's to renew that contract. The city manager agreed to waive their rental fees based on the numbers that they're serving. So they're not paying their lease fees. They are still paying their course fees. So what else? Something else changed in that contract. I can't remember. Was it maybe? Oh, you have a new president. So the name of the contact person changed.
Greg Weiss. Yeah. Greg Weiss.
And is that how long is that contract? Is that 5 years?
It was 5 in the past.
Yeah, I think it was a 5-year renewal. We write all our contracts now that they can be renewed, but we can cancel it. It's a 5-year contract that we can cancel anytime we want.
Here, watch out.
Typically, if someone makes a huge investment, like the symphony, they made such a huge investment in renovating that facility, obviously those contracts are written different because they would never raise the funds to build that kind of facility if we could cancel at any time.
The own auditorium you're talking
about? Yeah.
So they forgot to call First Tee?
You all know we have a new executive director. I don't know. You did on the last meeting, I think.
Okay.
We have a new program manager as well, Steve Calhoun.
So they're doing well?
Doing well. 87 kids right now. It's grown. And we're not calling. Last numbers that we were reporting in prior, when it was reported, they were more outreach by the First Tee standards in region.
Yeah.
They were not numbers that would count towards the First Tee numbers. So So what I'm reporting to you is there's 87. They're very aggressive with the boys and girls club, so which is going to really jump those numbers. One boys and girls club will probably come here in Ocala, and then one over by Silver Springs. There's one over there. So the goal is to get to 600 kids in within 2 more years, a three-year program, including this year. So is where they want to get. And it's outreach, not the outreach, but just in actual participations.
Ms. Marie, associate reports?
Yes. Wow. Last Monday, we played over there when our 9 holes. We had 6 clubs. And we walked in at 7 o'clock in the morning. And here is this beautiful setting, like we were going to a wedding. They lift up the white tablecloths with the white things on, and all the girls started coming in and said, "Are we going to a wedding?" We said, "Yes, this is what it was." We had 98 girls playing. George and all his group there was absolutely wonderful, having the carts, seeing everything was done. They did a great job. The girls were all impressed on that. The food was out of world. We had fried chicken, smashed potatoes, green beans, coleslaw, which was a little bit different, and more like a salad, rolls, and peach cobbler and apple cobbler, which was hot. The girls all raved about the chicken. They thought it was just great. And he came over and only found 1 piece or 2 pieces left at the end. I mean,
couldn't even bring myself to eat the last.
It was great, and it was a good, and everybody remarked about the course. It was in great shape, beautiful flowers around, and all of that. And I just, it was just awesome. The girls, we had 98 girls. We had 101, but some of them didn't show up in that. And I don't know too. You know, we belong to the Elks, and they had quite a little to do with the Lions Club, and the Lions Club is now went over to there and meet every Thursday. And I think, and they really enjoyed it because I know some of them from there. And so that was a good move. I mean, they got upset at the Elks because they raised their price, found out they could go over there and have a good meal and meet over there. So I also got a remark about the sandwiches that the girls make there. They're awesome. I mean, the chicken salad and the egg salad, and a lot of our girls eat the hamburgers. And the food is good right now. It really has been good. But we were real pleased, Elvin. We were very, very pleased with our golf around.
What is that, like an occasional event? Or
it's, well, yes, Candler Hill, Stone Creek, Stonecrest, Eagle Ridge, Spruce Creek Preserve, and us. Okay. And once a month that they go around to the things.
It seems like a lot of people, because usually when you report, it seems like there's just women.
No, this was our, it was our turn for April for golf around. Also, this is their 55th year for the 9 holers there at the Ocala Club. We're the oldest ones, the oldest ones that they had going, because I know they celebrated 50 years a few years ago, so it's like that. So that's it. That's, and we go from, we've got Mirtha, who came back, who has a handicap as a 7, and she's playing with us. But she also plays for the 18-holers too. So, but anyway, and she's one that you said that got some of our flowers that did the.
Yeah, she came up and went out for us. Went to Lowe's.
We had some really pretty flowers around. It was just great. Everything. But when we walked in and saw that white tablecloths and the chairs and that just made it. And they also did the breakfast for us too. So the breakfast and that. So we didn't have to do anything. They did that all.
Do we get a report on men's association anymore?
The one that
used to do that.
Right? No, Jim. Jim did it, and
who's over the men's association now?
Depends on what day they have different leaders. they run their games a little different. But Greg Mueller is the president.
So should we invite him to come to these meetings?
Yeah.
I mean, if he can, even if he could only come to half of them, that's 2 a year.
Yeah. Or even once a year.
Give Men's Association reports, and if Clark's got a associate, I'll mention it to Clark. He wants to have his come. Sorry.
Comes with the crown. That's okay. I know Clark wasn't here, but is there anything drastic going on different at Pine Oaks?
No, I was trying to think. He had sent me an email to let me know he wouldn't be here, but that someone would have it set up. But he didn't give me anything to report.
Okay. Everything status quo, pretty much.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Comments from the board. Ms. Marie, you have anything?
No, I gave my report on the board.
George?
Just that, you know, from the standpoint of Billy Casper Golf, running Muni, and me being part of it with this new addition that we got with John Sparrow, it seems that the fellows that work there are a better frame of mind, kind of calmer, and you just feel it in the air with the customers that come in and how they're treated, and I think that's a, you know, that's 100% of what we're trying to do is have our customers feel like, you know, they're getting the quality for the money, you know, and a great golf experience and a great golf outing, you know, with, you know, the way you treat them, you know, and how you present the golf course to them. And I think most of the guys are enjoying working there, you know, and working for Billy Casper, and it just shows in how they treat the customers. So, you know, I think it's a plus, you know, for the city and for Billy Casper Golf. But I know I enjoyed being there. I enjoyed, the customers are fantastic, and, you know, and we get, you know, so many people, especially at this time of year, where people are traveling, you know, from all parts of the country and passing through and going maybe down south, but stopping in to play golf at our facility and saying, you know, what a wonderful experience it was, you know, so. Yeah, it's just a plus, you know. I think it was good.
Yeah, the guys you first see by the carts when you walk up, I think they're doing a really good job of making you feel welcome when you come up and approaching you. So I'm sure you've probably been coaching them to do that. But I know George and all the other guys that work there. So as far as customer service goes, I think they're doing a really good job.
I've got to say, you know, I played there a couple months ago, first time in a while. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big John Sparrow fan. I've known him for years. So, first of all.
Seen the new executive?
Yeah, the new pro.
New golf.
Yeah. And I'm also a George fan, because George isn't blowing his own horn enough. When I went there, George was a starter. He's what I would want. I used to be the business to start with a B. He's everywhere, greeting people, making sure they're talked to, getting people off the tee. Yeah. That's what you want a starter to do. They used to have that little shed. The guy never came out, and they yelled at Jim and he, a long time ago. George is the opposite of that. And, you know, greets, meets, you know, gets everybody going, has a good word for everybody. He does a great job. Mm-hmm. He really does.
Yeah.
So.
I think so, too.
George, good guy. I get a hug from George.
Well, and again, it's a reflection on who you're working for, you know. And I think if people are disgruntled and they're not happy and working for, you know, whoever it is, it shows, you know, in their work and their daily performance. So, and this is a plus. So you can see that most of the guys really enjoy, you know, being here and want to be there. And so that's good. Yeah.
I don't have anything else to add.
Well, I'd just like to echo a little bit about.
Did you
have something? Well, I thought you did.
Yeah,
sorry.
Okay. You're good.
I had some friends come up from Lakeland. We played, and they raved about one of the cores and the carving up there. Mm-hmm. I showed them that, and I was like, come on, gotta keep moving.
Yeah.
Like, no, but all the detail that
the guy really
did.
Cool.
I like the carving.
But the customer service is one of the other things that they kind of raved about. I can't remember the guy with the carts. It wasn't George. He just went out of his way to provide some great customer service, so that's a testament to what Billy Casper has brought out there. And kind of echoing what Chris was saying, that one guy one time was real grumpy. I played him like, geez.
He's not there anymore.
So that's just a great example of what you guys provided. Like I said, I brought some friends came up to play around. we just had a good time out there, but the customer service piece of it definitely adds to it.
We have an ACE training program, which is geared to everything, the journey. But we're also a company that we have secret shoppers that pop in, and they come in and they literally look for exactly what you guys feel. Specifically, they're asking questions, they're looking for name tags, they're looking for, is he upselling, is he introducing the person to the next journey? So they all go through a training. But it's a nice training because a person like George fits right in there anyway. You're hiring the right person that kind of does this in a lot of natural way. The only thing we're adding is maybe a little structure to promote a golf outing or promote the world's largest golf outing or something of that step. So, and we introduce you, the whole thing is a journey, and we introduce you to the next step. George is saying, you know, there's a beverage cart out there, or there isn't a beverage cart, or, you know, buy yourself a six pack before you go do the six pack thing or whatever. So it's sort of, and then we get tested. We don't know who these people are. They come in, and next thing you know, you got a little report.
Yeah. I will update you too, if I could, on the wetlands park. So that project is moving forward. Design, we saw probably, I don't know if it was 50% design drawings yet, it was more a layout. You know, they're going to be putting a nature center, education center in as part of that project. So it's a pretty nice facility. And I think that once we are going to be pulling the disc golf out of there. We asked Clark if he wanted us to relocate it to this facility. I think this facility lends itself to that because of the wide, it's wide enough for that. But it also brings a little bit different element, and Clark feels like he's already skirting the line a little bit with that. So that'll be a little bit of a hit to him, but by the same token, we feel like this wetlands park, it's gonna be phenomenal, and it's gonna have a big draw, and we think he's gonna get a lot of exposure from that.
Maybe they'll take the big alligator that's over there on 17 and 18 and put it over there.
Maybe it'll go on its own.
Yeah, I know, I saw it 2 weeks ago. Here's this, I don't know if it's the small one that has been here or whatever.
But yeah, they grow.
I mean, they had been here, they used to crawl around, but now there's this big one sitting on the bank, just looking at us women as we come around.
Waiting for you to hit your ball over there.
Ooh, no. Oh, he's, but you know, it really is pretty out here with all the birds, and we've got the geese, and now the geese are flying over, and all this stuff. I mean, right here in this, you know, with the thing, there's all different kinds of birds out here.
Yeah.
And an alligator.
So, as we move forward with that project, we're hoping that it's going to get some much needed exposure to this area. The city's got some other projects going on too. With the, you know, we purchased the Royal Oaks property. I think we're in an option right now, depending on how the
Royal Oaks.
Am I saying that right? The Royal Oaks?
Yes.
Yeah. Used to be the charcoal plant there.
Oh, the charcoal. Oh.
You're thinking of the golf course.
I was thinking of the Royal Oaks golf course. Wait a minute.
No.
The
my first job in golf.
Yeah.
The long-term plan is, you know, there'll be some probably housing involved with that property. And then also we're hoping some kind of multi-purpose recreation center. And so I think this whole area, we're about to see a pretty significant change. And that'll put a little more emphasis on Pine Oaks and what the city needs to, if the city needs to make investments in this facility as we move forward. So I know Clark is in conversations with FedEx people and other businesses that are opening out here in terms of trying to get league play and that sort of thing. So this is his time of year. I mean, this is the time of year when his golf course actually, you know, it turns around in terms of what the greens look like. And, but then the summer hits and it's not great for anybody. But.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Kathy. Have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I'm sorry.
Well, no, he can't make the motion. Make a motion.
He wanted a motion.
No, motion to adjourn.
Second.
We are adjourned.
All right. So off the record, I'm